Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, your man of God, your brother, Ron. How are you guys doing on today? Today's Monday, March 3rd. March 3rd. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you were able to rest. Hope you were able to, you know, just take some time for you and not do too much. Today, I want to speak about your willingness. Willing. Are you willing? Are you willing? Hallelujah. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get some things ready. Okay, here we go. Are you willing? Hallelujah. Let's set the atmosphere to receive, to welcome the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for this coming together with your people in your presence. May you lead in this conversation. We thank you for the brother and sister that is tuning in, and may they be blessed. May they be blessed, and may you impart through me to them by the hearing and listening of my words, grace, wisdom, and understanding that comes from you, Lord. We thank you. We give you all the praise and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, I want to speak about willingness. Are you willing? So, what is willingness? Willingness is an eager readiness or an open-hearted disposition to do something. A positive attitude towards obedience, service, and generosity. For instance, 2 Corinthians 8:12, it tells us, "For if there is first a willing mind," Jesus, break that down. "For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have." Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. So this highlights that God values the intention and willingness behind actions. Actions speak louder than words. Rather than just the actions themselves. So, willingness is closely associated with the concept of sacrifice and love. We see this in Isaiah 1:19. "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." So this implies that a willing spirit can lead to blessings and rewards. We always speak about, you know, posture. The heart, your heart. Is your heart eager and willing to serve God and others? The intention behind it. So a willing heart reflects an obedient, reflects obedience to God's will. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 8:12. It says, For if there is first a willing mind, your mind must be willing. It is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. See, what are you focused on? The haves or the have not. What you have is more than enough. What you have is more than enough. So here we learn that God values our willingness over mere actions. The heart's intent is what matters to him. And I spoke about this before, about serving unseen. You know, there's a lot of motives in the church, in life, but you know, what's your motive? What's your intention behind what you do? Is it truly to please God? A wonderful man of God, Apostle Coach Mike. He always tell me, man, you know, if you're not right with him, and part of being right with him or in right standing, God searches our heart. He searches our heart. Hallelujah. He searches our heart. So when we say pure hearts, that's what we're speaking about. It's not about me. There's no ill intent. There's no deception. There's no any of those things. A trusting and willing heart. Hallelujah. Don't get me wrong. That doesn't come easy. This is why we are in our word. This is why we pray. We fast. This is why God begins to do a thing on the inside first. Hallelujah. So willingness is closely related to the act of serving, right? In Isaiah 1:19, it tells us, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now this verse teaches us that our readiness to serve and obey God leads to blessings. Now, the connection between willingness and the rewards of obedience. Willingness and the rewards of obedience. A willing mind creates a heart that trusts and obeys our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't be so quick. Don't be so quick to jump out there or to serve or to, don't do that. It's kind of like praying amiss. You know, if your intent isn't of a willing mind and a trusting heart fully, it won't be recognized by our Father. And not recognized, that's the wrong word. It won't be honored. So generosity is another aspect where willingness plays a significant role. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. And it says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So this emphasizes that gifts and offerings should come from a place of willingness, not obligation, right? What do we remember this about sacrifice? Cain and Abel. Hallelujah. Abel gave a perfect and willing sacrifice, and God received it. But Cain, his intent, he felt obligated. It wasn't his best. It wasn't the correct. It wasn't the way to give sacrifice. It was religious in a sense, if that makes sense. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God rewards a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. You know? How do you give? Do you give because you want something in return? Do you do what you do for you or for him? What's the intent? Are you there? Are y'all there? Are you there? Hallelujah. Oh Lord, this is how do you give? Are you a cheerful and willing giver? You know, throughout scripture, believers, we're called to be willing servants. In Psalm 110, verse 3, it says, your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. So this lets us know the importance of actively choosing to follow God's calling with enthusiasm and readiness. The best example, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you exemplified willingness. Oh great shepherd. Jesus, You exemplified. Jesus exemplified willingness in his life and ministry. In Matthew 26:39. In his prayer in Gethsemane, he said, "Not as I will, but as you will." Your will be done, Father. Not my will, your will. At that moment, this illustrated our Lord's ultimate willingness to fulfill God's plan, even when it was challenging. Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to fulfill God's will when it is challenging? Ooh, let's stop there for a second, because I wanna say something. See, a lot of us, we think and we believe that as a believer, we live a life without problems and hardship and challenges. Let me tell you something. It's Holy Spirit. I'll put it like this. When you truly begin, when you truly, truly, truly accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and when you begin to walk with him and you begin to let him in, that's when things kick up. I mean, that's the work. That's the work. That's the work. You know, that's what comes with what we do for him. That's what we do is challenging. It is. So if you, right, think about it. I remember when I was, you know, just running around and doing things when I was so much younger that, yeah, no real challenges, you know. But I was unaware that I was playing, or I was, I wasn't a problem for the kingdom of darkness. Like a real problem. Like we a big problem for him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, but the challenges are not even from that side. It's more so the responsibility of knowing that I don't want to let him down. That's it. That's the real. That's where. I hope that makes sense. That's the real challenge, is, and not even letting him down. It's more so just a yearning to hear when that time comes. Job well done, son. And not the get away from me. I don't know you, you worker of iniquity. So every day. We humble ourselves. We live a life of repentance. And we just want to know you more, Daddy. Want to know you more, Papa. Yo, I watched the movie The Shack yesterday. Oh my, I was telling my mother and my siblings about it. It was like, bro, you late. You late, bro. I saw that like 10 times. I'm like, man, what? Like, and I watched it and it was such a good movie. I'm not gonna kid you. It was such a good movie. The actors were acting, but it was, I don't even want to say too much, but just know this, if I'm bringing a movie to you guys, please, please check it out, because I do watch movies and stuff, I do, that sounded crazy, hold on, wait, I'm not saying I don't watch movies, I don't watch a lot of the movies I used to, that's what I meant by that. Yeesh. But The Shack is a good one. Really good. I approve. I really, really like that movie. I enjoyed it. I watched it yesterday. So go check that out. But let's conclude because my time is coming. Willingness is a vital aspect of our faith. It shapes our obedience, service, and generosity, which leads to our blessings in our lives. Now, as we cultivate a willing heart, we align ourselves with God's purposes and demonstrate love for Him and others. So I ask that in all that we do, may we strive, that word again, strive to be willing. I'm going to say it again, willing servants, eager to follow God's call and share His love with the world. There he is. That was Nathan, guys. You know how he just barges in. Hallelujah. But let me pray us out, guys. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your love and guidance in our lives. We come before you today seeking a heart that is willing and ready to serve you. Help us to cultivate the right intentions in all that we do, reflecting the eagerness to follow your will. Lord, just as you have taught us in 2 Corinthians 8:12, may we always have a willing mind, accepting our responsibilities joyfully and not out of obligation, instilling in us a spirit of generosity that reflects the cheerful giving, which is mentioned in 2 Corinthians 9:7. Let our hearts be filled with joy as we share our blessings with others. We also ask for the strength to obey your call, inspired by Isaiah 1:19. Help us to be volunteers in your service, responding to the needs around us with enthusiasm and love. May we look to you, Jesus, as our ultimate example of willingness, remembering your prayer in Gethsemane. Teach us to submit our own desires, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you and others. May our lives reflect a willing heart that brings glory to your name. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Are you willing? Hallelujah. I hope this message is received. A willing mind. Hallelujah. I love you guys. Have a great, great Monday. Mondays excite me. I don't know. Mondays excite me because I just look forward to what he's going to do this week and how he sets the tone for the week. You know, let's set the tone for the week. Let's be willing to do his will and not our own. Have a blessed day. I love you guys so, so very much. But Jesus, he loves you so much, much more. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your host, your brother, your man of God, Ron. Run after the things of God. See you guys in the next episode. Shalom.